You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome and happy Sunday to you all. Yes, we're live. It's August 27th. It's starting at 9 a.m. and it's live. So if you're on hold right now, there's a very good chance that you could actually ask me a question. Yay. Okay, so I want to remind you guys of something. That one of the things I firmly believe, and I'm not sure who said it first, it might have even been Howard Stern, but 90% of success is showing up. And I'm going to add to that the caveat of showing up and paying attention. So I want to let you guys know that there's someone I'm doing a special favor for. And the special favor is that I'm going to teach her. She's going to get a private tutorial with me on how to read tarot, how to tap into her intuitive ability, how to read tarot. And I don't do this very often for people. But there was a woman that I met that was absolutely remarkable, and that was me showing up and paying attention. Well, here's why it was so interesting. So I ended up making her a reading pad. So lately, I've gotten into sewing again. I used to sew when I was a teenager, and I've gotten back into sewing, and I do simple things. I mean, I can't make a suit, but I can do my reading pads, I can hem pants, I can take things in. I mean, that's why I have an amazing, simple little sewing machine to do this. Well, anyway, so I told this gal, because I was so impressed by her, that not only would I make her a reading pad, but I would get her a deck of cards. So I go online to Amazon to buy my deck of cards, the ones that I always do. And what happened was, is they're apparently not printing this deck of cards anymore, which blew my mind. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how do I find this deck of cards? Because these are the cards I read with, these are the cards I love. And so I ended up looking on Amazon.com because I'm a Prime member and I get free two-day shipping. And they had the cards, but they were selling them for between $111 and $140 a deck. I'm thinking, what the heck's going on? So go on the main website where these cards came from, and they no longer actually sell them from the site. So I'm looking around, and Barnes & Noble doesn't have them. Well, I finally find them on another website. And these cards were $20 a deck, which is usually what I pay for them. I ended up buying 6 decks of these cards because they're the only cards I use, and I wanted to give one away to this gal as a gift. Well, had I not volunteered to do this, I wouldn't have been looking online to see the cards, and I wouldn't have been able to get the cards at a price that I found was reasonable had all that not happened. So I'm telling you that because 90% of success is showing up and paying attention. And when you find yourself compelled to do something, when you find yourself to do something nice, you know what? Do it. Because it may lead to something that you don't expect that's going to benefit you. So, okay, I'm going to go, having said all that, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 212 area code. Let me get him on the air here. Hello, 212.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, calling from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay. Pretty good. I have a question. I've sort of been away from I do painting part-time. I mean, my usual work is reflexology and energy healing, and but I do painting part-time, art painting, but I've been away from that, and I know at some point I want to do these sort of soul portraits, you know, for people, spirit portraits.
What a great idea. So would these portraits be the actual person's face with maybe their spirit, animal spirit element connected with it?
Yeah, I that's what I'm getting the message about like, say, the eyes and the nose and the face and then any kind of energy that comes up, like just to see what surrounds them and symbols or animal totems or guides or angels. So, but do you think I'll be able to get to this eventually? I think it's going to take a while, but that's my
actually,
question anyway.
You know what it's saying here is that within 3 years you will be known for just this.
Wow.
In the meantime, though, I had this flash for you while you were talking that you are an incredibly talented painter, and what I would love you to do is keep your painting supplies at ready avail.
Okay.
And I'm getting an echo, so I don't know if you're hearing the echo, but I'm hearing an echo.
No, I'm fine.
But I would have them right there and available to you no matter what. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and have an inspiration to paint something, paint it. But one of the things that I thought would be awesome for you is that if you start looking at locally owned restaurants and asking them if you could hang your artwork.
All right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Because what I'm getting is that I get a lot of beautiful colors in your work. I see that I do not get dark colors at all. As a matter of fact, I almost see you even avoiding the color black in any of your work.
It's rare, but now and again, but not too much. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting is that, let's say there's a restaurant that's named after an animal.
Right.
In your town.
Okay.
And you do several paintings of that animal.
Oh,
and
I
you
see.
Take
yeah,
it,
like kind of.
And then you take it to the restaurant and say, "May I hang my work here? And may I give you a 20% commission if anyone wants to buy it?"
Right. Okay. That's
so
a great idea.
Well,
yeah.
because think about it. That is your way of being able to show that you're a professional. Because as soon as you sell one painting. And you've probably already sold one painting. But as soon as you sell one painting, you can call yourself a professional.
Okay, yeah, right.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to create a biography so that when people look you up after you've hung these paintings in this restaurant, because there will be restaurants that want to do this. And it could even be that you do paintings of the spirit of food.
Wow, that's interesting. I like that.
Think about it, because you know, it's like you could have the goddess of spinach for criminy's sake.
The chef salad god or whatever.
Exactly. So what you do is
that's
you create
funny.
These whimsical little things, and you can even say to the restaurant, "Hey, if you want me to design the artwork for your menu."
Yeah, right.
I'd be delighted to do that because I'm telling you, Bren, I'm getting so much for you right now. It is about you finding a way to get into the spotlight and doing it. And I'm hoping that other artists that are listening right now are hearing what I'm trying to say. Because what I'm thinking is that this is even going to be more true if you know a chef that owns his or her own restaurant in your city, okay? And you get a picture of that person. And you paint them, and you do like all the food around them or whatever your feeling is about that person when you look at their picture, and you take that picture to them, and well first you get an appointment with them, then you take the picture to them and say, "I painted this for you, but I also got a vibe about your restaurant and I'm wondering if on one of your walls I could hang these pictures." And pay you a 20% commission if they sell.
All right, yeah, lots of ideas there.
If you give the chef a picture of themselves, that's absolutely irresistible.
Yeah,
you don't,
exactly.
And the funny thing about it is that they'll probably post that picture, that painting of themselves, in the restaurant. So when people go, oh, who's the artist? Oh, well, that's Bryn. He's amazing.
Okay.
And all you have to do is have your card. So even if only their portrait is in the restaurant,
right,
you still get free advertising.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're creative too in what you just came up with. I mean, or your intuition too. So
well, okay,
great.
Here's the thing, Bryn. People that are meant to talk to me are meant to talk to me. Just like people that are meant to talk to you are meant to talk to you. So when I tried to highlight that at the opening of my program, when I said 90% of success is showing up.
Showing up, yeah, exactly.
And you know what's so
That's
funny
so
about today? I got to tell you this, because you're my first caller. I can spend as much time as I want with you. Here's the thing, is that I didn't want to do my program this morning.
Okay.
And I said, oh, no. 90% of success is showing up. Got to do the program. There's somebody you're going to talk to today that you're going to make a difference with. It's exactly what I said to myself. And here you are, my first caller, and these images came through to me so strongly for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And one more thing. If you go into a restaurant and you see that they have a color theme, do the spirit of that color as artwork. Because the hardest thing for an artist, and I know this, the hardest thing for an artist is looking at a blank canvas. All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Please send me pictures of your work.
Yes, I have actually 23 greeting cards from images from my paintings that I have, so I will send you a few. Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So who do I have?
It's my email's it's mona@mysticmona.com. So Mona at mystic
at mystic mona.com. mysticmona.com.
Right.
Okay,
the other
great
thing, one more thing is that you could actually do a painting of the outside of the restaurant, which could be something they print as greeting cards or thank yous for their VIP clients.
Right.
All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you, Mona.
All right,
take
care. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I can't wait to see his work. All right, I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Sharon. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Happy Sunday. Well,
thank
you.
Same to you.
For to change careers. You know that one didn't work out, if you remember your reading.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Hey, I'm over that, believe me. But my question to you is, please let me, if you can pick up, who is going to give me an offer? You know, I was still getting, I'm still getting responses from my resumes. It's been kind of slow this month. But what do you see? Who is going to hire
okay.
me?
Okay, so I want to tell you that there's a website that I've found myself drawn to refer people to. And I'm wondering if your resume is on this website, but if you and they're not sponsoring me. I'm just throwing this out there because I actually was pretty impressed by the ease of the feedback I've gotten from other people. All right, but have you been on ZipRecruiter.com?
A little bit, yes. A little bit.
Okay,
yes, I have.
Here's the thing with them.
They send things to me. Yes.
Right, but
email.
Here's the thing: is you want people attracted to you. Which means you need to post your resume on that with, and before you do it, you reach out to 10 of your friends and former colleagues.
Okay.
And you and tell them you're going to send an email, and would they please do a recommendation for you when they get it from ZipRecruiter?
Okay.
Now, there's two reasons I want you to do this. The first is I want other people to go, oh, my God, Sharon's amazing. Look at all these reviews. These people think she's the best thing since peanut butter and celery. Okay? That's the first thing. But the bigger reason for this, because remember, my whole theme of my program is 90% of success is showing up.
I know,
today.
I heard.
That's my theme.
I always listen to you, always. Okay, go
on.
Oh,
you're so sweet. Thank you. Okay, so what you do is you reach out to people and say, especially former colleagues, and say, hey, because the thing is they don't know how many recommendations you're asking for. you could call every single coworker you've ever worked with and say, hey, I'm looking for a new opportunity, and may I send you an email through ZipRecruiter for you to do a recommendation? Now, what might happen is you might get, well, Sharon, you know, your old job's open. Or, you know, so-and-so left, which could have been the jerk that used to report to. Whatever it is, you could find out a little tidbit of information that might make you actually look toward a former employer.
Okay, now, do you see me sorry.
What's interesting is that there's a job offer coming to you that you're initially not going to want to take. In other words, when they say, Sharon, we want to interview for you for blah, 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 you're going to think to yourself, screw, I don't want to go there. But I want you to go in the interview. Because there's a piece of information you're going to find out that's going to be incredibly appealing to you. It would be like somebody that's a really great outdoor salesperson, you know, outside salesperson, you know, or account manager, business development, whatever it is. It would be like them hearing about a job and going, I don't want to know about it. But they go on the interview anyway, and they find out that not only is the salary better than they expected, but they get to work from home. And as long as they produce, they get to be left alone. Yay.
That's a good point.
Which most salespeople actually like. Because as long as you're producing, the company doesn't really give a crap what you do. As long as you're...
Just so you do your job. I know.
As long as you get your job done. So I'm telling you, that's my advice. So do I see a job happening? Yes. It's interesting because I think you dodged a bullet with the last one.
Oh, man. He was just
He was a dick.
I can't even... Mona... I have worked with men my whole life. This man was impossible. He went in the office and locked his door. He wouldn't even warm up to. I don't understand it.
And you're so charming and fabulous, Sharon. So
they haven't hired anybody yet, though, because it's still out there. I know, but go on.
First of all, you dodged a bullet. You dodged a bullet. It was a blessing. He was taken away from you
money,
for a reason.
Great benefit.
Now,
I know.
Now
I
you
know.
Go. I know, sweetie. But now you go apply at their competitor.
I know. I did. I haven't heard back. Believe me, I am trying.
There's
a job that I want so bad. Go on.
Okay,
sorry.
Sweetie, go on ZipRecruiter. Call all your friends. I mean, I want you to have 20 people put recommendations on ZipRecruiter for you.
I know.
Okay, seriously. And then post your resume.
And you do see one coming soon.
Yeah, actually, it's saying that there's an interview within 2 weeks and a job offer within three. So, yeah, it's bearing down on you, but I really want you to do.
By the way.
That's wonderful.
My girlfriend's a recruiter. She got me an temp job. I'm in there.
Awesome.
So I am working. They're jealous because they think I make too much money. That's another issue, but go on.
Stop with that. No one's jealous of you.
Okay.
Because if they're jealous of you, they're not your friend.
Go on. I know.
I'm just saying. You know, the funny
thing is that
when something gets your attention and it pokes you in a painful way, it's just supposed to get your attention and go, is that meant for me? Or is that meant for me to surround it in white light and let it go?
I know.
All right, girl. Got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, you guys. So we're coming up on September 1st, and usually the first of the month is the best time to do my 9-day energy reset. And I wrote all this down for you guys because everyone every now and then needs a ritual. So I'm telling you, September 1st is a great day to start it. You can spend the rest of this week preparing for it. I'm going to play the little ad for it, and then I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this?
This is Melissa.
Say Martha?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Boy, I really misheard that. Okay, what's your question, Melissa?
About a year ago, I met with you and you saw a disconnect with me and my older daughters, which I thought was so in left field, but you were on the money. So now that there's a disconnect and they're estranged, I kind of wanted to get an update on them.
Okay, let me look. Okay, so here's the thing. You have to continue to maintain your dignity. Do not do anything impulsive. Do not do anything out of the blue. And instead, every morning, send a prayer to your daughter.
Okay.
Seriously. Because what it's saying is that she's going to come back to you here. But what you need to do is not do anything out of the ordinary. Don't do anything to chase. It's funny. I actually posted on Facebook last week, if you have to chase, it ain't yours. Right?
Right.
So
and
what
there's
I'm
two of them.
To...
There's two of them, and I've been doing exactly that, and I've been getting judged. You know, so I've been doing and following that advice and not chasing
right.
and letting what's going to happen. But it's amazing
mm-hmm.
the judgment you get from people. Like, how could you do that? You have two older daughters and you have no connection. But I've just
no.
been pushing through and staying positive.
Both daughters, Melissa, are coming up in your reading reversed. So I have you there maintaining your dignity and working on your own healing and not compromising because you haven't done anything wrong.
Amen.
So then you have your two daughters that are ahead of you here that I almost want to take a picture of your reading because it's so freaking right on. I'm sitting here looking at this going, wow. So what you do is that when each of their birthdays come along, if they're still not talking to you, you send them a birthday card and you say, you know, I'll always be here for you. Love, Mom. Whenever it's – if there's – that's the only – caveat to you not doing anything is if they're, and I don't even care if their birthday's not till next July, you wait because and anyone that says that, you know, you're the one that's in error here, that you're the mom and you're the one that's supposed to be making the effort, say no, they're adults. I've done the best I can, and if they don't see it, then that's their issue.
Right.
So you're doing exactly the right thing, Melissa, is that you've just got to wait. And I'm telling you, these two, they're going to need you. There's going to be something that happens. They're going to need you. And that's when you have your opportunity.
I figure.
And what's
okay.
so funny is when here's the cool thing, is should one of them need you for money? Okay, this is going to be a really wonderful thing for you to say. You ready? Okay, honey, I would love to give you the $500 you're asking me for, but sweetie, I'm fully invested right now. I don't have any liquidity.
Uh-huh.
I can't give it to you. I'm going to be real interested to, you know, hear how this works out for you, and if this is the catalyst that you're actually calling me, I look forward to your adventure of figuring this out. I can't wait to hear it.
I can't wait to tell you all about it.
All right, gal pal. I'm just telling you, you're doing the right thing. because you don't want to.
They have an 8-year-old sister who's being affected the most, and that's where my real concern is. But I'm just, you know, she had 2 sisters one day, and then she didn't have any. And so
but
that's where
say,
the real,
you know,
like.
All you have to do is tell your 8-year-old, oh, they're working through some stuff right now. They'll be back. Don't worry about it. They're working
through
some
stuff. And
that's
pretty much what I've been doing. I just
then
making
you're doing
sure
the right
knows
thing.
It's not her. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no,
okay.
Sweetie. No, just say, honey, they're just busy. It's not that they love you. You know they love you. You know that. We all love you. They're busy.
Right.
And the thing is if they and if your 8-year-old says, well, mommy, they're saying blah, 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 and you say, well, you know that's not true.
Right.
They might be mad at mommy right now, but they'll be back.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you keep being the parent here. You keep being the adult because the other two are acting like bratty teenagers, in my opinion.
Correct.
All right, gal pal.
All righty.
You got this.
Thank you.
See ya. Okay,
bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 408. Hello, 408. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kirsten calling. How are you?
Oh, hey, Kirsten. Well, I'm good. What's your question?
Hey, I met a guy by the name Tim, and he says he's very interested, and I'm interested in him as well. And I wanted to know how you see this progressing.
Okay, so if you've listened to my program for any length of time at all, you know that my first advice is going to be no poking early in the relationship.
Yeah.
No sex.
Oh, okay. Oh, no,
poking.
No, 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 no poking. No,
poking.
No, no,
okay.
No,
no poking.
No poking.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. You take that any way you want. But actually, this is interesting. This is him making the effort to court you.
Okay.
Do not be too available. And I know this sounds a little bit like game playing, but it's not. This is a guy that's used to getting his way, and he's used to women sort of falling all over him. I don't want you to be that woman.
Okay.
All right, and the way you approach it is say, you know, Tim, I hope you're dating other women because you and I are going to be friends before anything happens.
Okay. Okay.
So you say that on the first date when you see him in person.
Okay.
And the thing is that we don't spend a lot of time chatting on the phone until you've met him in person.
Okay. Okay.
I'm serious. I'm not a big fan of online dating, by the way.
Okay.
I'm also not a fan of online. And I'll tell you why. Because I have had more clients come to me after some crap's happened by meeting some guy or some gal online. But mostly it's guys going after women. And they never meet him in person. So you see this picture of them, and you think that, wow, you know, hubba hubba, right? And but they never, seriously, you never see him in person. I mean, I had a gal that got taken for close to $80,000 from a guy that was so persuasive on the phone with her, and she never met him in person.
Why
and suddenly
do people
he had
give
some,
money out to strangers?
I'm
it
just
doesn't
telling
make
you,
any sense.
I'm telling you, it happens because, you know, you meet someone, they're saying all the right things, you're lonesome. All of these things, they're true, right? But what it's saying for you is I want you dating lots of guys, but I don't want you poking any of them. I want them all to be great, great friends. We want to make sure you like them before you, you know, really get intimate.
Yeah. So they don't take me as cheap. Okay.
Right. So what I'm getting is this man's not a bad guy, but he's a player. So you want to make sure that you're not in his field of, you don't want to be a playmate. You want to be someone significant. And that's the vibe. And I'm still in the whole 90% of success is showing up. So if he shows up to meet you in person, even if it's just for a Starbucks coffee date, I want you to meet him in person.
Okay.
And because I'm super cautious, I want you to have a girlfriend already sitting at a table and getting her eyeballs on him before you show up. Okay. I'm serious. We got yeah, some weirdos out there, all right? And you deserve to have the kind of love that you can spend the rest of your life with. You deserve it. And you heard that here first.
Thank you so much.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
God
bye.
Bye.
All right, I got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939. Who's this?
Hi, it's Julie. How are you?
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
Oh, it was my birthday, so I was just wondering.
It's your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. So,
thanks.
So you know, we celebrate something in our household.
What?
Called It's My Birthday, Damn It Day. It's My Birthday, Damn It Day. D-A-M-M-I-T. Damn it. Okay, so what you do is that you show up at an ice cream shop and you say, I'm coming in for an ice cream because it's my birthday, damn it, day. It's my birthday today, damn it. I get to do anything I want. Now, two things could happen. Is they'll say happy birthday to you because, you know, it is all about you today. But you might get a free ice cream. I'm just saying. All right. So I'm going to – do you want me to just do a little birthday reading for you? Because I'll do that for you because
sure.
It's your birthday. Okay.
Yes, thanks.
All right. Let's see. All right, gal pal, here we go. Okay, so here's the thing. You tend to draw chaotic relationships to you that tend to break your heart.
Yeah.
Okay?
Animal,
and I'm
animal
telling
rescue.
You.
Animal rescue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is what I'm getting is that you are going to break the habit of people breaking your heart. You're going to break that habit.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I love that you do animal rescue. I love that. I mean, I'm giving you such a big virtual hug right now because anyone that cares for critters in my book is a number one. What's interesting here is that this next year, your personal new year, which starts today, is all about what people can do for you, not what you can do for people. So
okay.
it's not that you say, you know, hey, my psychic says that, you know, what's in it for me, but it kind of is. You don't actually say it out loud. You look at it this way. You are ready to have a all-in life. You're ready for it. You're ready for the love relationship that's all in. You're ready for the friendships that are all in and that are supportive of you. And that's your concentration for this your personal new year, is stepping back from anything that causes you pain from another person.
Okay.
All right? Because it's saying, you've got this card right smack in the middle of your reading that talks about step through the door for what you want, and after you step through the door, allow the blessings to come to you. This is not a year where you chase. It's a year where you receive.
Oh, good. So
okay. So I know, right? So if something seems to be too much work, if a person seems to be too much work, step back. Yeah, I don't need to be with them.
Hmm.
Okay. All right,
gal.
One
of the hotlines that I work on, because I do the same stuff you do, I just find that they do that. They're just like, they're so draining. And I just actually sent them an email the other day. I'm like, look, close my account, send me the balance, because you people are too much work.
Well, yeah. And the thing is that someone that has, you know, an incredibly natural, compassionate heart should be doing something where they're rewarded for that. And that's not a bad thing. If you have a natural intuitive ability that you can connect with people and make things better for them, you need to be rewarded for it.
I know these people. Oh, you are so on the money by self-marketing and not being on those sites, because honestly, they just
okay. No,
they
sweetie,
have no gratitude.
I have never wait. Now you're bringing up a really really good point, and I got to tell you this. I have been professionally licensed as a psychic in Las Vegas since 2002. I have an office. I've never worked at a psychic shop. I've never worked on a hotline. And it's funny because after a couple of nationwide public appearances, I've had hotlines approach me about being on there.
Sure.
And I had I even had somebody, one of those hotline sites took my took my trademark name, Mystic Mona, which is trademarked to me, and somebody else was using it on their site. And I had to get, you know, pretty pointed about the fact that cease and desist on using that because it's not yours to use. But I'm just telling you.
Right, they're horrible. I'm not surprised.
But I did it. I'm just telling you, I did it very autonomously right from the beginning. And I want to tell you, things were slow the first couple of years. I did a lot of free shit to be able to get people, you know, to get people's attention. But now people, when they, I have people coming across the country to see me in person because I don't really charge that much. So here's the thing is that, yeah, those psychic hotlines, the whole goal of the psychic hotline is not to actually help people. It's to keep them on the line as long as they can to make money.
Some of them are very, you know, above board. And the rest of them are like the ones who did the nonsense that they did with you. They're just, I don't know. I think it's people from like Wall Street who bump over and they have no idea that we're out to help people.
Right. But what I'm trying to tell you is your intuitive ability can go into all kinds of things. You could be a great salesperson for a high-end jewelry store and do your readings on the side. Because when someone walks in,
a story connected to that diamond. Let's read it later.
Mm-mm. No, you walk in, you see a couple walking in, and you know they're picking out their engagement ring. Okay. I mean, the thing is, and the perfect time to get hired at a jewelry store is right now, before the holidays. So you get yourself a part-time job selling jewelry at a high-end store, and then you know you can even say, you know, I have, you know, my intuition is telling me blah, blah, blah about you in this ring. And if you can become practiced at holding somebody's jewelry and getting some impressions by that, mm-hmm. that's also a great little thing. But, and if you really want to be fun, is I would learn the science of palmistry. Because if you're holding someone's hand or you're seeing people's hands as part of your day, you could actually say, well, you know, I'm a bit studied in palmistry. You want me to tell you what your palm says?
Mm-hmm.
So they're more likely to come to you to buy a 20,000 piece of jewelry. And if your commission on that is 10%, just by you spending a little extra time with someone, you've just made a $2,000 commission.
Yeah, I could see the connection because I'm putting myself in the same exact thing. I'm the customer, as you were saying the story, and the person took my hand. And I'm thinking, yeah, that connects you to the person and you feel their
right.
connectedness.
Right.
So
I'm just telling you is that what I would do if I were you to step back from, you know, being a part of the machine of psychic readings that are out there is I'd find something that my intuitive ability would naturally help me do some sort of a sale. And then I would do my readings around the time I was scheduled wherever I was working. That's what I would do if I were you. And then you build a reputation online and, you know, you do your best. I mean, I have to tell you, I've been on Blog Talk since 2010. I used to be on, quote, regular radio. But I've been on Blog Talk now since 2010. So I've been on this station for 7 years. I have over 500 broadcasts now on Blog Talk. Okay. And I'm telling you that because anyone can go to any one of my broadcasts and listen to them. You can re-listen to this broadcast about 5 minutes after the program's over and re-listen to what I just talked to you about.
Oh, yeah, that's the good part. Yeah, I definitely know
right?
that.
Right. So, gal pal, you got this.
The back in the day of your, what was the name of that radio station in Las Vegas?
Well, I was on KDON at Midnights with Mona.
Midnight with
was
Mona,
it?
Yeah. I was all the way back with you then, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for being so loyal. All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call. See
okay,
ya.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question for me today?
Okay, so I'm kind of like, I guess I'm kind of feeling somebody that I work with, and I wanted to know what you see about that.
Let's see. Okay, I actually see two men around you.
Okay.
So I don't know if the one man is actually a man or an energy you're supposed to adopt. But there's this guy here that's coming up in your cards that is, he's attractive, he's fun, he's got this really lovely energy about him. There's this sexual pull here. Is this the guy?
I feel like I'm sexually attracted to this guy, but I just don't know, like, how, like, he feels towards me. Like, we were, like, really flirty at work last night, but I just don't
okay.
know.
So I have a really wonderful direct question to ask him. The next time he's starting to flirt with you, I want you to ask this direct question. Are you ready? Are you flirting with me? Or are you just being nice?
Okay.
Ask him and say it with a big smile. So you have me confused. Are you flirting with me, or are you just being, or is this just your way of being nice?
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen is you've literally put him on the spot. Because if he says, oh, I'm just being nice, say, oh, okay, just checking.
Okay.
And then you keep that arm's length distance. If he says, well, I'm kind of flirting, say, okay, well, it takes me a while to kind of clue in on that because I'm not accustomed to people at work flirting with me.
Okay.
So either way, you can define it. But I have to tell you, one of the things that's been a theme in my readings lately is, you know, women going, oh, I need closure, or I need definition, blah, blah, blah. So I always say, well, then ask the question. Do not try and read his mind. And the cool thing about it is when you say it with a big smile, okay, I'm a little confused. Are you flirting with me, or is this your way of being nice?
Okay.
So you're giving him only two choices. He's going to answer one of those. Say, well, this is my way of being nice. Say, oh, cool. All right, good. Because I really like being around you. You're fun.
Okay.
So now you've just – now, that doesn't mean that it won't bloom into something else. If he answers, you know, if he answers B, this is my way of being nice. So because, you know, the thing is if guys could ask women that question, there'd be a lot less confusion. Because, you know, seriously, if a guy were to ask you, so – Jessica, are you flirting with me, or is this your way of being nice? Well, you always can say this is my way of being nice, but in your mind, you're like, well, yeah, I was kind of flirting with you.
Right,
you see?
Right, yeah.
So either way you answer that, it saves face. It doesn't
right.
embarrass anybody, although you're really defining it. Now, that's a relief to most men that you're that you can be that direct.
Okay.
Because moving forward in any relationship, you have to be able to bring up questions that you most want answered, right?
Right.
And that's the way to do it. So I'm telling you, I'm sitting here looking at your cards going, you know, Jessica, you can have anyone you want. And the card that's right smack in the middle of your reading is the most successful card you can get in my entire deck. And in traditional tarot, it's called the World. It is the best. It's the best card you can get. So if you want this guy, no matter how he answers it, you're in control.
Yeah.
Okay.
My deal though is like I don't have any problem attracting people. But then
yeah, I know.
whenever like they're around, like I feel like the last I've slowed down on dating because there were two guys who like completely hurt me, who were just always like. They were, you know, around, and then they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious. And then the next thing I know, they're in a relationship with somebody else. I'm just like, I thought you were looking for anything serious.
Okay, so here's the thing. What, sweetheart, you got to look at that as though you've – so let's say this guy says to you, well, I am kind of flirting with you, and it's my way of being nice. So he could say that. He could actually answer the question both ways and say, well, I am kind of flirting with you, and yes, that is my way of being nice. Say, okay, well, you realize with me it's going to be a long fuse. We got to be friends first.
Okay.
So the cool thing about it is you can suggest things like cosmic bowling. You can suggest things like, you know, a late matinee that leads to dinner and then nothing else. I'm serious. Because, you know, I'm the big no poking thing for a while in dating. Seriously. Because the thing is that if you don't have sex, then you can treat this person as a friend. And if they go off and say, oh, I'm not serious about anybody right now, and then go start, you know, jumping on somebody else, you're like, oh, well, I didn't sleep with him, so I saved myself.
Right.
You see what I mean? All right.
Yeah, definitely.
So big hugs to you, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from – okay, I'm going to go to this call because this person's calling from overseas, and it starts with a 919 code. Hi, who's this? Hello? You're live on the air. Okay, must be on Skype or something or on the computer. Let me go to area code 253. Hello, 253. Who's this?
This is Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly from Seattle. What's your question?
Is there any message regarding my moving? Like, do I need to know anything or do anything?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm not even turning cards over yet, and I'm getting this feeling that it's been long overdue, that it is this change, this new beginning for you is long overdue. And I want you to – are you ready for – okay, I'm getting this really squirrely little fun thing to tell you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I want you to be the queen of frugal.
I am.
I want – okay.
I am already.
Okay, so it's almost as if I'd love you to start a blog or some sort of thing that is along the lines of the Queen of Frugal or the Princess of Frugal, where you actually show people how they can live on $40 a week.
Yeah, I live on $600 a month. I seriously am.
But here's the thing. Is that like I just keep getting this for you, and forgive me, but I need to go on a tangent with you. There was a guy that he got out of college and got hired at a job, and then lived in his car in the parking lot of the job because this particular job had a gym and a shower, and so he lived in his car until he paid off his student loan.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You're not going to do that, but I'm just telling you that when I say Queen of Frugal, you're gonna be the gal that finds ways to earn money that is incredibly flexible. For example, if you became a professional cat sitter as a way to earn extra money, people that own cats do not want to haul their scratchy little butts down to the boarding place or the vet to board them.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather have someone come in once or twice a day, make sure the water's fresh, make sure the food's there, and scoop the box. And you charge $25 a visit for that. That takes you all of 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yes, you're supposed to move, and part of the reason you're supposed to move is to leave the past behind.
Yeah, the past is 3 streets away.
Yeah. It's time. It's time. The other cool thing about you, Holly, is that when people meet you, they like you. So I have no issue of you finding a better job. I have no issue of you, and I really like the idea of you moving. And it's saying the power months for you to move are September and October.
Oh, wow.
So it's quicker, I think, than you thought.
Yeah, I was told November. But go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. When you have a reading with someone else, they're they're looking, okay, we have a reading with anybody. They're looking at a picture of this moment, okay? So if you talked to somebody before and they said, oh, November, well, now your own energy has agreed with the idea that you're ready to move and November is good. And okay, well, now it's saying your spirit's actually moved that up a little bit because you're ready.
Yeah, and, I've been downsizing.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that I can actually see, I keep getting this whole the frugal expert. I keep getting this weird frugal thing with you. It's like I can see you going in front of a freshman college course or a high school course in economics. And you actually do a presentation about how someone can live on $40 a week for expense money. I mean, I could see you doing that. And it doesn't mean you go to Costco every day during the food samples, but some people do that.
So I do that.
Okay,
every day.
Or Trader Joe's. I don't know if you have a Trader Joe's where you are, but Trader Joe's sometimes has little yummy samples. But, yeah, there are people that specifically do that just so that they – can have a little something in their stomach, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you can do it without living on top ramen your whole life too.
Oh, I can't eat that. Yeah.
So, all right, gal pal. I'm seeing September, October. I'm also seeing that you finally get appreciated at a job for a change, instead of whatever you've been doing now, which you really deserve better, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right, gal pal. Thanks for the
call.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
This is Amwa. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amwa. What's your question?
I have a question because I'm meeting people relationship-wise. I did listen to the other advice you gave. So that's helpful.
Oh, you mean the no poking?
No poking, everything, even the fact that just you being you and being a friend first. I love that. Definitely.
Okay,
being a friend.
Yeah. But see, and that was when Jessica called earlier, and I could say to her, "Well, ask him, are you flirting with me, or is this just your way of being nice?"
Yes.
I mean, the thing is that it, everybody gets to save face that way, and when you say it with a big smile, it's not a judging thing, you know? So, okay, Gabriel, what's your question for me?
Okay, so I want to meet a quality person, and I'm wondering when you see him moving, stepping forward for me, because I am meeting people, and I'm going out
there. Here's what's so cool about your cards, is you have two cards that are, actually, I like all your cards. There is a relationship from the past, and it's funny because I'm saying this in a real friendly way, in a real kind of lighthearted, you need to know this way. There's a relationship from the past that really, truly needs to be let go. So if there's a guy that still reaches out to you and wants to connect with you, that's the one I want you to let go of.
Okay.
If he wants to be your – you can't be his friend. You got to let this one go because this is saying the angels are guiding you in a really big way to the man, and I don't say this lightly to people, to the man you are going to marry, and it is not anybody from the past. So do not allow that person to have any space in your heart moving forward. You can't be his friend, all right? But you have two cards that I love in your reading. You have this card of – amazingly delightful change, and that coincidence is going to be your best friend, followed by the happy marriage card. So what that means is that you're about to meet somebody through some coincidental circumstances just by you being out and about. So you got this. The only thing I'm telling you to do is let go of the guy from the past that is pretending to be your friend when, in fact, he's taking way too much space in your heart and your head, in my opinion.
Okay. And so do you feel like I meet him this fall, this marry Nancy?
Well, you know, the card that's resonating to, it's funny because you have this card of letting go of the guy from the past in August. And then you have this card of October being an incredibly fun, coincidental, meeting lots of guys month.
Oh.
So, I know. All right, gal pal. Got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See ya.
I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.